This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at ArenaClub.com.
All right, 9:05, final hour of the program. It is C-Mac, Chris McMonagle, and myself in for Boomer and Geo from the Built Ford Tough Studio. Hour to go, all over the map this morning with a lot of different topics, but we did start way back when and should take a moment on the Yankees. And I think resurgence is a pretty good word given where they were going into Sunday's game against the Mets and kind of where they are now through the first couple of games against the Mariners.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And not only that, Jerry, I mean, and I, you know, I talked about this earlier, everything they've done off the field these last couple of days have really been a shot to the arm to the fan base who's been watching them play a intentionally bad defensive infield. Like, that's what it's felt like. I know a lot of Yankee fans feel like there's been a lot of boneheaded decisions through the years. This was the one that really, for me, it was hard to justify watching. It made sense to start, but then Jazz couldn't play third. LeMahieu could not play second. It wasn't justified with his offense. It was costing them on a daily basis. It felt counterproductive to winning. And so to get the news they made that switch, to get the news that they weren't so worried about the $15 million next year and that they cut DJ LeMahieu, and then you turn on the game last night and Schlittler is throwing 100 miles an hour and now they've won three games in a row playing crisp, clean baseball and they're scoring a ton of runs. It has been not only a resurgence, it's been like a rejuvenation. It's felt like a cleansing period for Yankee fans. It's been a really good couple of days and they got to continue it here into the All-Star break. They still got to play a tough Seattle team with a tough pitching matchup today and then go on to the Cubs. But this has been as good a couple of days after what was a three-week disaster that you could possibly have asked for.
Yeah, where they wound up going from in first place, now out of first place. Blue Jays did lose yesterday. They pick up a game there. The nice thing, I think, if you're a Yankee fan you like too, is it's everybody contributing, but mostly it's the big guys that are doing what you want them to do. Aaron Judge has found it again. I mean, you look up, it is now July 10th. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge is batting 360
still. I know.
He's got 34, 35 home runs, whatever it is. He's on pace to hit 60 again. He's on pace to drive in 120 runs. He's been in the mix. All right, maybe he didn't hit three home runs last night, but he gives you the RBI double.
Yep.
Stanton's, I mean, the power off that bat is back, as we know. Even the one base hit he had last night, he just laces that thing in the right center field. You had Dominguez doing what he was doing, and you mentioned with the fielding, the bat with Jazz Chisholm Jr. again last night was really impressive. And as I mentioned earlier to you, the thing I really liked about what I saw last night was every time Seattle put up a run, the Yankees came back with two. The Yankees didn't sit on their laurels. They didn't relax. They put their foot on their throat and they continued to grind out runs and score. And you've got two games here where they've scored 19, 20 runs against a team, as you pointed out earlier, gave up nothing over the weekend.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's a sign of a good team. They gave you so many signs of bad team over the last 3 weeks. I agree. They didn't let Seattle hold momentum for a second. Like, there was at every point they would score runs, bounce right back on top of them. So it was a really good night and a really good couple of days every which way for the New York Yankees. And listen, they're not out of the woods. Obviously, Brian Cashman held a State of the Yankees kind of address here before the All-Star break. They are in desperate need of still adding some bullpen arms. We still saw some of that last night with Jonathan Loaisiga being a real problem, giving up home runs at an alarming rate right now when you feel like you've got with the injury to Cruz and the injury to Leiter and what he's and what Jonathan Loaisiga has been doing, you got two arms in that bullpen you trust. Maybe Hill. You throw Hill in there after Weaver finally gave you a good performance last night. You got three arms in a bullpen. And in today's day and age, we talked about it. The best teams in baseball that typically win, they have it locked down 6, 7, 8, 9. Like, it's tough to go into it without having any faith in any of these guys. So Cashman still has work to do. They've still 2.5 games back of a Toronto Blue Jays team that they were 7 in front of only a month ago. So by no means is it this feeling of, oh, we're back, everything's fine. But it has been a cleansing, refreshing couple of days.
And baseball is different. There's no doubt. Baseball is different now than it was from 30 years ago. But the one thing that has held true, and I really do feel like, at least around here, when it was Mariano to Wetland back in 96, sure. And then it was always finding those 7th and 8th inning guys to get to Mariano, it's a little more than that because, you know, it's... You know, in this day and age now, you get a starting pitcher that gives you five, and this is not a knock against Schlittler at all. I mean, we'll talk about him in a second, but... You get a starting pitcher these days that gives you 6 innings. They walk off the mound as if they just gave you the complete game shutout.
Right.
And yet you still got 3 innings and a really tough 9 outs to get. You want to say they did their job? Okay. In some cases, I suppose they did. But when you walk off the mound in a tight ball game, you are far from done, which is why you need 3, 4, sometimes 5 arms to get through a postseason run, which I think is where the focus will be on the Yankees in terms of the trade deadline.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, right now that's without question. We talk about third base. We can talk about even the rotation that's kind of still throwing out Marcus Stroman and you're relying on Schlittler, although he was good last night. There is no question the bullpen is the number one issue for this Yankee team, and I think it's going to be the number one issue that Brian Cashman tries to attack.
More so than just bullpen arms. As you sit here on July 10th, if I told you you're going into the postseason, wild card team, they win. Let's say they win the division, because I actually do expect them to win the division.
So do I.
So let's say they win the AL East. You go into October, and again, a lot can change in the next 2 months, there's no doubt. But as it sits here right now, how comfortable are you if Devin Williams is your closer going into the first playoff series?
Yeah, not comfortable. I don't know how else. I mean, he looked good last night. His swing and miss numbers are much better than he was when he was just got awful to start the year. But... they needed him that night in Toronto. Like, you look at closers, when they've needed him, he has not been there almost exclusively. Now, look, last night, you can't blow that game either with a 3-run lead, and we've seen him
blow.
Game against the Mets Sunday.
It was okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely, you needed that, and he got it. Like, he got helped by the umpires. Everybody on Twitter liked to remind me that there was a couple of low balls called strikes. But right now, I got to be honest with you. I don't know if I'm ever going to be comfortable with him. It's just he's going to go out there and have to prove it. The same thing for Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon, from now until the end of the season, could not give up a run. Game 2 of the postseason series, I'm going to be nervous. Like that's just the way it is. There's too much equity in the wrong direction for me to feel good. And it's the same thing. I believe in him. I think he's important. I don't want to trade him. There are Yankee fans who think he's a disaster and it's a 1-year deal. So get rid of him. He has value. Nonsense. He's got to be the guy. And I don't expect the Yankees to do anything other than that. And you got to hope he's the guy. But there is nothing he can do, barring really being incredible. Like, I'm just going to be nervous with him on the mound. And here's the point. Welcome to baseball. Like, welcome to years without Mariano Rivera. Like, it's been a long time now, but this is what closers look like. Closers get beat. Closers are, it's a tightrope. It's an experience on most nights. We've been lucky with Mount Mo, and Diaz is very good with the Mets. But, I mean, this is the life of a reliever. So hopefully he's the guy. But no, I don't think he'll get me to comfortable by the end of the year.
Yeah, and if you're saying that, well, and again, I say you got 2 months to go. If he ends up being a lockdown closer for the next 8 weeks, perhaps that does change your opinion, or whatever it is, 10 weeks, change your opinion a little bit going into, and that's the opportunity he's got. Like, that's the road ahead of him to where he can himself get more comfortable and more confident and be what he was in Milwaukee as opposed to what it's been here in New York. And the thing with Rodon, I do agree with you that until he does it in the postseason that you won't be comfortable. But I do think that there could be a couple of big starts along the way where he doesn't give up that stupid second inning home run or that fourth inning home run. Because that's honestly, even in the games, has he been pelted from time to time? Yes, every single pitcher has.
Sure.
But I think the biggest issue is with him is in these big starts, he ends up giving up the one big swing that makes what otherwise looks like a good outing look like trash.
No, I mean, the Met game is almost the perfect example. God knows why Soto bunted. I'll never understand it for the life of me. But he's a pitch away from getting out of that inning with no runs. He's got a 1-2 count on a lefty in Nimmo, and he hangs a slider. Yeah. Like, that pitch is unacceptable. Like, you can't make that mistake, and that's what we've seen. The one thing I'll say about Rodon that he has improved and I feel better about is he would let things, an error behind him, and suddenly the inning spiraled out of control. A bad call, you know, he should have got a called third strike on a 3-2 count. It's called ball four. It spirals out of control. That he's been a lot better about. I feel more confident with him overcoming some adversity. But the bad pitch in the bad moment in the biggest games is still something that is... It's crushing him. And he's been better this year. There's no question about it. But see it time and time again. Early on in the season, we saw it a bunch. Now we've seen it against the Mets. We saw it against the Red Sox. We've seen it against Toronto. Like, in the biggest games this year, he makes the one critical mistake that you can't make if you want to win the ballgame.
All right, and you mentioned Nimmo, and Schlittler was fantastic last night. We've talked about him at length this morning, too. The stuff he's got.
Him, his parents, his family.
All of it.
We've discussed it all.
And the 100 miles an hour, the swing and miss, but you know, hang a couple of pitches. But really very good last night, going 5 1/3 for the win. You mentioned the Mets and the Nimmo home run from the other day. They get rained out yesterday. It's, you know, baseball's as good as your starting pitcher. I do believe that in a lot of cases, because you can be playing fabulously and then you go out there, you know, you don't score in the first inning and your pitcher gives up 9 runs and the game's over. They were in a good spot though after that come from behind win on Tuesday. They were
today's
off Monday, when, Tuesday.
Today's Thursday.
Oh my God, we sound like idiots. Yeah. They were off Monday.
Tuesday.
The Tuesday win.
Tuesday.
They get rained out yesterday. Sets up a doubleheader, which in a lot of cases I would sit there and say, well, that sucks. They had an opportunity, you never know, sweep the series, win the series. I actually think in a weird way, having the two today, yes, I know 50% of the time they're sweeps. I like the idea of them at least getting a split today and getting out of Baltimore, having taken 2 out of 3, because for a team that was much maligned going into that Brewers series, and rightly so, they now have an opportunity to win 3 straight series going into a weekend, another winnable series, and all of a sudden it seems like could fall apart this afternoon.
Right.
It does seem like they've got a chance that they've righted the ship, and they could go into the break on a high if they could take care of business with Baltimore and Kansas City.
Absolutely, and the doubleheader doesn't bother me for a couple of reasons. It did against Milwaukee a little bit because you're concerned about the pitching.
Yeah.
You've got the All-Star break coming up, so it's not that big of a deal. And you've got Manaea and Senga coming back relatively quickly. So it was shaky a little bit with the Milwaukee because you're like, geez, you're coming off losing, right? Now you're going to throw 2 pitchers in the same day. Where are you going to go as you get down the line? But the end of the line, at least for a week, is coming up, so you're less worried about that. You're throwing Peterson, who bounced back against Charlie Morton with a 5.47 ERA. So you feel good about this matchup. I agree with you. They should take at least one, and if they do that, that's 3 consecutive series wins. You pile up series wins. That's what it's about. So, and right now, you feel like the offense, for the first time, because even all year, terrible with runners in scoring position, just terrible all year, and you're yet to feel like at any moment the offense has carried them. And you're yet to feel like at any moment you could have a hot Lindor, a hot Alonso, and a hot Soto.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Now, typically when you build teams like that, it's not about having them all hot at the same time. You like the idea that one can be down while one is up and carrying you. So you don't need them all to be hot at the same time, but you'd like it for a stretch. And through halfway through the season, you really haven't seen it. So if you can get that, and that can get you back into it, you have your pitchers coming back, and your bullpen's rounding into shape. Yeah, I mean, the Mets can easily get back to the team that built the best record in baseball. Earlier in the season.
And a lot of the time, both the Mets and the Phillies have feasted on, you know, bad teams, and rightly so. The Phillies have 3 in San Diego this weekend before the break. So there's a very good chance that the Mets pick up some ground again if they take care of business on Philly. One other thing, just in terms of talking about pitching, which I said to you off the air, for those out there, and he might be injured, I'm not saying he's not, but you look at Kumar Rocker for the Rangers last night, who gave up 6 runs in like 4 innings. He's got an ERA of 6.5. Not saying he's not going to have a terrific career. He very well might. But this year has not gone well for him.
No.
In Texas. Not at all.
And remember all the hubbaloo off of... I think I forgot a hub in there. I think it's hubbaloo. I think that sounds better.
I only know the Chris Russo stuff.
hubbaloo.
He says much hubbadoo.
All right.
Hubbadoo?
Much hubbadoo about nothing.
Much ado and hullabaloo.
Yeah, hullabaloo. Yeah, I mean, remember when they didn't sign him, all that stuff? You never know with these prospects, man. You don't know until they come up. And honestly, Schlittler was great last night. That might be the best he ever throws in his entire life. Like, we have no idea.
He looked pretty good, though. He looked the part, though.
No, he did look pretty good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 25 after 9, warm up show with Al and Jerry coming up tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. It'll be Al and Peter Schwartz. Right now, it is C-Mac and Jerry coming live from the Built Ford Tough studio.
I hope I'm not sick tomorrow, Jerry.
You're not going to. You haven't been sick in 17 years. You're not going to be sick. Holy cow. That would be funny if you were, though. Anyhow, 888-808-1019 is the number. A little more time with you guys. Chris Lopresti is here one final time. What's up, Chris?
Hi there. Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 24-year-old Cam Schlittler worked around a leadoff walk last night, making his big league debut against the Mariners. And then the Yankees staked him to a quick 3-0 lead with their first four batters reaching safely against fellow rookie Logan Evans. And as the game progressed, Jazz Chisholm Jr. continued to make a big impact at the plate.
2-2 to Jazz. The pitch. Breaking ball. High drive right field. That's gone. Oh, my goodness. 10 rows back, Jazz Chisholm on line drive, 2-run homer. And the Yankees have a 6-2 lead here on Seattle, bottom five at the stadium.
Good eyes from Dave there. Off the
Jazz Chisholm.
Wasn't sure if that one was going to stay fair, and Jazz was even kind of leaning a little bit.
Yeah,
100%. Thought.
Jazz didn't even know.
Yeah, well, Dave was on top of it.
Dave was on top of it.
Seventh career multi-homer game for Jazz, his fourth with the Yankees, his second of the season. He drove in four. Jason Dominguez, 3-for-4 out of the leadoff spot. Another good night overall for the offense as the Yanks beat the Mariners 9-6 despite four Seattle homers, two of them served up by by Jonathan Loaisiga in relief of Schlittler. Luke Weaver, five outs, including three strikeouts. And Devin Williams shut it down with a clean ninth inning for the save. But this was about Schlittler and his big league debut. A lot of velocity with the fastball. He struck out seven over five and a third innings with three-run ball and eventually left the game to a standing ovation after a second strikeout of Cal Raleigh.
I don't think I've really processed it yet, but again, I think coming out and everyone standing up was definitely a great feeling. So just happy everyone, family was there to see that.
Have you noticed at all these close-ups on Raleigh that he has a face where it looks like he's crying all the time?
No.
No? No one?
No. Okay. I noticed the other close-up the other day of his
ass. His butt?
Yeah.
Well, we know about his nickname, so.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I'm with Chris on this one. This was a little much.
What was a little much? The close-up of the
yes,
the fanny? Other,
yeah, multiple the second, shots.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Well, they were breaking down the story, I think, of the nickname.
Well, they were breaking down the story, and then the cameraman was having fun because, Kay was like, they were like, all right, enough. Oh, I'll go in for more. Like, we all felt the same way Kay did.
A closer
enough.
Look. All right.
Then you had the butt stain, which was gross.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's not like such a big ass that it's like an oddity. Like, it's not like looking at it, I wouldn't put him in a freak show, or it's not like a circus mirror, or like, it's just a big, thick, Boomer would call him a good quarterback prospect,
thick
right?
Thick-sown bitch, thick Phil Sims. Bitch. Yeah. Anyway, Yanks exactly. In position for their first sweep in a month just before things went bad for them. Marcus Stroman and All-Star Brian Wu, the starters tonight, pregame 6:25 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. Now, before the game, Yankees did DFA DJ LeMahieu, so his time in the Bronx is coming to an end. Aaron Boone and company pulling the ripcord.
It's been a tough couple days, some hard conversations, and then ultimately coming to this decision, conclusion, obviously not easy for, what's been a great player.
Media time for Brian Cashman as well, and he spoke beyond the DJ move, understand some of the frustration with Anthony Volpe's performance to date, but still in his corner.
A lot of season left to be played, so I'm not counting him out. I know he's going to be part of the solution and rather than the problem.
It is amazing that no matter what anybody's talking about, I hear the word performance, and all I think about is, what'd you think of Kingman's performance? I swear to God, like when you just referenced that again, the first thing I think of is Paul Olden, right? That was the guy doing the interview. It was Paul Olden. What did you think of Kingman? I think of Kingman's performance.
Yeah, with Lasorda.
Yeah.
Right.
It's from a long time ago. Yes.
And here he is all these years later as the replacement for Bob Shepard.
Yes, the voice of Yankee Stadium.
That's right. In terms of upgrading the roster, a lot of areas they could look to improve between now and the trade deadline.
I certainly love that. Import a starter, some relievers, because our bullpen obviously has been taxed and some injuries, and so an infielder as well if possible. But that's a long list.
It is laundry list. Lots to get done.
Too many.
They don't need all that.
Well, maybe he figures, let me spread it around a little bit so that no one's going to hone in on one area and charge me a fortune to get that player.
I do think third base is last on his list. I do. Especially now with the offense breaking out a little bit. They lead the American League in runs scored. They just scored a bunch over the last week. I think that he's probably looking at bullpen arms first and then starters next. And we'll see. Maybe he'll have answers. Like, again, if Schlittler's going to throw 100 miles an hour, I wouldn't mind then seeing that in the back end of the bullpen.
You know, the only problem is with all these potential moves. There, because of the added wild card team, there are so many teams that have to figure out what in the hell they're doing before you can actually even make a phone call. I mean, you look at teams that are hovering around 500. Their season's not dead.
No, of course. They need to push back the trade deadline to late August. They absolutely have to. And then, like, when people say, oh, you got to get aggressive. You got to do it now. We can't wait. The team's falling apart. You can't do it now.
Who are you calling?
Even the teams that know they're selling, even the Rockies of the world and all these terrible teams, they're waiting to see how many people want to join the fray. They're not going
to get more.
Yeah, they're not going to just give you, unless you're going to really blow them out of the water with some kind of crazy offer. They're going to say, all right, well, let's see when they designate themselves as buyers, I'll go talk to them and then I'll get back to you. Like, there's no moves to be made right now. You got to wait for the deadline, and it needs to be pushed back.
Yeah, that would help. That would absolutely help figure things out.
Instead of worrying about a salary cap, which is what their Major League Baseball is pushing for right now, they're finally going to make the hard push on a salary cap, which means no baseball in 2 years, and I'm going to be pissed off about it. Worry about getting the trade deadline fixed.
There you go.
That's right.
See, a little anger coming out.
Yeah. I don't like the idea of no baseball. I don't know how you feel about it.
They can't do that again. I mean, I guess they can.
Hockey did it twice.
I think this time we miss games. That's what I'm talking about.
I will take another.
Wow, no baseball in March, April, and May.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Was there a delay during the COVID season? It was shortened anyway.
Oh, there was shortened to 60 games.
Remember, we were doing the Korean baseball on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
They were supposed to start earlier, but there was some negotiation.
Yeah, they did. The players wanted 100 games, and they wanted 60 and everything. But yeah, I was waking up at 5 a.m. watching the Doosan Bears.
We all were.
Every day.
Oh, we all were?
We were. I was not. Well, maybe you weren't.
Were you scoring the games?
No. I was
in
not.
Korean?
You were not scoring Korean baseball. That I don't believe.
I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
All right. The Blue Jays had their 10-game winning streak snapped. They lost to the White Sox 2-1, so the Yankees will begin the night 2.5 games back of Toronto atop the AL East. Mets and Orioles are rained out at Camden Yards. They get the split doubleheader today. First game, 12:05, David Peterson, Charlie Morton. Mets are at least, from what I've seen, still TBD on a starter for game two. Though John Heyman notes Luis Angel Acuna is apparently coming back up from the minors, so he'll be back on the roster.
Nice.
Phillies blasted the Giants 13-0, so they're back in first place atop the NL East for the moment, half game clear of the Mets. Couple of football items for you here. You got this new season of quarterback out on Netflix. Bengals had another rough start to this past season, 0-3, 1-4, 4-8, but they made that run down the stretch, winning 5 in a row before ultimately coming up short of the playoffs. One of those wins over the lowly Titans on the road by 10 points, but you listen to Joe Burrow here on the field, and you think they lost by 20.
The penalty train rolls on.
What the f*** are we doing, man? Wake the f*** up. F***ing mental mistakes all f***ing day.
A lot more than you usually get from him at the podium. So Zach Taylor comes over to him on the bench after, I guess, that drive or whatever, and tries to hit him with some positivity as they're about to salt away a road win, but Burrow wasn't having it from his head coach.
Way to finish the day. That's a great drive to finish it. I know it's a frustrating,
embarrassing performance by us.
Listen, we'll address it. We'll address it, but at the same time, let's enjoy some
that. We sucked today. That was embarrassing. Okay. We jumped off sides 8 times.
I know that.
And I do remember him being miserable at his press conference after that game. You're like, dude, you just won. And he was not.
I need your concentration.
Let's take our focus off that jumbotron and get back on the field.
You know, it's like we gave up on that.
It's a young boomer aside, no,
holding players
pretty close
accountable.
Yes, that's
pretty
exactly
close.
What you got to do.
That's what you got to do.
So Kirk Cousins may be miserable now as the backup to Michael Penix Jr. in Atlanta, but not miserable when he goes for his haircut. And this was a little eye-opening for me, I got to be honest, because you know we kind of view Cousins as dorky and geeky and a simple man. Like me, he gets his haircut at Great Clips and prefers it for the same reasons that I do.
I go to one place, and that's Great Clips, because I can just go on the app, I can see what the wait is. If the wait time is under 15 minutes, I just sign up, and then I can just drive there and walk right in and get right in the chair.
It's true. It's true. It's very convenient, and because, you know, you might end up with a different stylist there each time, because, you know, you're not slave to one person, you got to be prepared as far as letting them know how you want your haircut. So he's even further streamline that process. He comes prepared with a photo example.
Now I start just holding up a picture. I took a picture from one of the headshots from a Falcons game program, and I just say, can you do this? And that usually helps eliminate any gray area.
Everybody needs a little rush in their lives, and I get mine when I go to Great Clips to get my hair cut.
Wow.
Is that an endorsement?
Maybe, but it was in the show.
A little rush in your life?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's being
tongue-in-cheek,
obviously.
Well, it's the opposite. He's taking all the rush out of it. The rush is to just show up, see how it's going, and sit down and whatever, and just say, cut me.
I will say, I have not been...
Cut me, Mick.
In the first couple of episodes, not been as intrigued by his story as I thought I would.
Yeah, I mean,
I was the first time 2 years ago.
Feel like that they probably should have left on a high note with him.
Yeah,
right? How much can you get into?
And I also forgot they beat the Eagles on the road week two.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not watch this?
The Falcons,
or you just,
I've not seen it. No, I'm just seeing the clips. I'm not seeing the full episodes.
Yeah, like what's one of the first parts? Like they had that terrible loss to the Steelers,
yes,
and then they come back and they beat the Eagles on the road in prime time week two, which I totally forgot about with a game-winning drive that ended with 20 seconds to go.
I do remember that now. Yeah, well, it's a long season, as you know.
No, it is a long season. Early on, they had good numbers offensively.
I remember the
receivers were having good years.
They were, 6-3 to start with him at quarterback?
Not sure.
It was something like that. They beat the Cowboys. He looked pretty good, and then he got hurt, and he was never the same.
Yeah.
As we heard in the other clip from the other day, talking about how I don't want to lose my job. So he came back too soon, probably.
Yes. Deion Sanders back with Colorado prepping for the upcoming college season despite this mysterious health issue or scare that he dealt with over the last few months and still wasn't willing to shed any light on that Wednesday.
David Ubbin with The Athletic. Coach, what have been the challenges of your health issues and what did an average day look like for you?
Athletic, sometimes y'all be on that bull junk, so I'm really not going to tell you much.
All right.
You know that. But I'm not here to talk about my health. I'm here to talk about my team.
Al, this morning on the Warp Show, demanding that he tell us. We're owed an explanation, apparently.
We are. We're owed an explanation.
I would tell you, I think the boosters to that program are owed an explanation, probably.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you're funding a program that's going to have a coach there for a while.
Maybe behind closed doors they're getting that. Al wants the public.
No, I'm saying if you're somebody like he is that lives his life in the public, you can't just go, oh, I have a mystery illness. No. Sorry, you got to tell us.
No.
I said like Jamie Foxx was pulling that for a long time.
He was disappeared for like a year.
Yeah, oh, tell us what it is.
I think he waited for a stand-up special. I think it's coming.
Is that what it is?
I think I saw that he gets into his health issues.
Kate Beckinsale, months of Instagram pictures of her in the hospital. Doesn't say squat.
Hmm.
Tell us.
I don't even know that.
Look at me. I'm struggling, but I'm not going to tell you why.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Deion lost toes, right? That was documented.
Yes, absolutely. We referenced that. I don't know if this was related to that at
all. I don't know. But he's still out there. So.
Yeah, clearly. All right, leftover from Mike Brown intro day earlier in the week with the Knicks, one-on-one with MSG's Alan Hahn, where, and I will say, be a little better if Boomer and G over here because this is their guy. Alan Hahn walks Brown into having some fun at Wally Szczerbiak's expense.
You had great success in Cleveland despite the fact that you coach Wally Szczerbiak. Wally Szczerbiak is back in the studio right now. Can you give us a scouting report on his defense?
On what?
His defense. He does defend, doesn't he?
Who?
Wally.
I can't tell if him tripping over that there was like feeding into it. Are you talking about? Or if he actually needed a minute to get his bearings, but he did. And then he finished it this way.
Well, the biggest thing I saw him do defensively, I'd never forget when we signed him when we were thinking about signing him, I was walking around the offices, and all the ladies thought he was extremely attractive, and I think he was dating his wife at the time, or he was married, so excuse me if I got that wrong, but he was putting up the forearm shiver to all the ladies, and that was probably about the only defense I saw. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
He went through that office like a hot knife through butter.
Exactly. Now, this is interesting because I recently, last week when it was coming out that he was getting hired by the Knicks, this clip popped up from when he was coaching the Kings. He loves to reference players in their like dating and marital statuses. So this was, again, from when he was with the Kings talking about youngster Keegan Murray. I think it was at a post-game press conference and talking about, he's learning and life in the NBA, so on and so forth.
Just the life of being a single young man with a lot of money. Oh, not single. Oh, God, scratch that. Please edit that. He is not single. He is not. I so apologize. He's not single.
Very strange.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So maybe hopefully this is an
interesting press conference.
Out anymore, Knicks?
Or whatever.
kind of funny. So just a little off the beaten path one from him earlier in the week. All right, we get to moment of the day now, and you had Al grilling C-Mac on the overnight callers, and then we took a call from a gentleman out in California who I guess has a radio show of his own, and he suggested a text message line instead of a caller line. Maybe that would be a little bit more efficient or work better. And we've tried that before, and so have others. And didn't necessarily go so well.
I don't know if WFA has ever thought of that.
We have. As a matter of fact, we have, Tom, and I appreciate the call. And good luck with your show out there this morning. We did something like this.
In the 90s.
Was it in the
90s? Yes, but we've also done it more recently, too.
Yeah, I know. We had some sponsored time, but way back.
We've tried this a few different times, and it's just, for whatever reason, never taken off.
It's lame. And the facts thing.
Tom, I thought it was a good idea. Eddie said it was lame.
We had like a fax line. It was like we tried every gimmick.
Well, you were telling me the Mike app had this too.
The Mike app had text messages and it had the 30 seconds of glory. I think that's what it was called. And it was a 30
like
second.
Like a lot of guys Friday nights.
Yeah. I got two kids. Yeah.
Probably pretty accurate. Quick honorable mention for you. Short clip. Big topic this morning. Forced to root for an enemy team. Like if your kid ends up playing for them. So like McMonagle, if his son was playing for the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Looking to close out the Yankees in game 7 of the ALCS. And Jerry, I thought, got a little aggressive here.
ALCS, Yankees versus Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
I have to root for the Red Sox to win the series?
I think you're a heartless prick if you don't. That's what I would think.
It's a little strong, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, tell me, just, tell me what you think.
That's that's kind of what I thought.
Right at him. Man.
I kind of thought that was said and done with, but we'll bring it back.
Sorry, I had to bring
all right.
Don't bring it back.
That's quite all right.
A couple things, though. Yeah. I this is the time that I sleep, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We don't scream anymore.
Who's this?
No, they said goodbye to that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What else?
And what else?
He said a couple things.
Heartless prick.
Yeah, and I talked about how I saved a life. I thought that'd make the moment of the day. I've been saving that thing for years.
Well, there was nothing funny. It was a very good story.
Yeah.
It wasn't very funny.
Yeah, no kicker.
Right, yeah.
No kicker.
Yeah, like if you would have dropped there, that would have been
that would not have been saving her, would it have been?
Yeah, it's not inspirational story of the day.
I'm just kidding.
That also wouldn't have been a great story had you dropped her.
No, that would not have been as good a story.
I would not think so.
Not one I would tell.
I hope not. Enjoy your weekend.
I'll miss you guys tomorrow.
Oh. Where are you going again?
Hershey.
Hershey. Good.
Oh, enjoy. Yeah, you staying at the lodge?
I don't even know.
Oh, okay.
It's a quick
take care of everything.
Yeah, and it's like with a couple other families from football because they start practice Monday, so this is like the last.
Hurrah.
Let them have some fun before we make them sweat their you-know-what's off. And
a hammered CeeLo on Saturday night running around Hershey nude.
No chance. That would be a good story.
That would be a good story.
Actually, it's quick. We're going tonight, doing all day tomorrow, and then coming back because my boys are going to the Malik Neighbors football camp on Saturday.
Oh, it's cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a quick trip.
It's one night. Couple park hits and come right back.
Understood. Well, enjoy yourself.
Enjoy.
And we'll see you along the way.
Sounds good.
Sounds of Crystal Prester right there. We'll take a break. Come right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, great to have you with us. We got 10 minutes left. It is C-Mac and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo, built Ford Tuff Studio. 888-808-1019 is the phone number.
It goes by fast, Jerry. 10 minutes? That's
good.
It?
That's a good. That's it.
That's
10 minutes. It's just like one of your overnight programs.
Yeah,
no, really quick.
Real quick.
And then you're doing the whole Beatles thing at 4 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's
what
right.
Do you do? Is that what it is?
Good morning. Good morning.
That's
off right. The Sergeant Pepper album.
Exactly right.
Danielle did it this morning.
She played Good Morning?
She did, yeah.
Wow. You know, I was going to say, and I'm not being overly serious, but I do have to acknowledge it. If someone fills in for this show, it's the Boomer and Geo music.
Absolutely.
And you acknowledge you're filling in for Boomer and Geo. But middays, they play the open.
Yes.
You acknowledge you're filling in for them. Same thing with, obviously, the afternoon. In the overnight, show open, they talk. Not a single soul ever says, in for McMonagle.
They just, really?
Yeah, because I think it's like, a lot of their opportunity to have their show, it's like they don't view it as like, I don't know, filling in for a time slot. Like, I never hear, oh, in for McMonagle, ever.
Well, maybe what we should start doing with Fliegelman is start the show at 1 o'clock or ungodly
midnight 2 a.m. are typical. Or Mondays like, are 1 a.m.
Or like this, sometimes when you're scheduled for midnight and you come on at 11:52.
Yeah, those aren't fun.
On the other side.
Yeah.
We start with Chris McMonagle, and then the show open, and they are forced to say,
"Forced
C-Mac
force
is out."
Them. I think that's fair.
Now, have you gone back and listened to everyone?
No, but I listen enough, and
I've never heard it either. And I don't listen all night, but it's clearly at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't hear it.
Have you ever heard it done by any fill-in?
I think maybe Hoff, when Hoffman would fill in for me. Occasionally I hear it from him.
So he gets points.
But I'm just, I'm just saying. You don't have to sing the open. I know I sing and have some fun with the open. No one's expecting that. But, just a little.
Eat the elements.
Just a thought.
I agree with you.
Just a thought.
Well, they don't even do Mac the Knife. Nothing.
No, nothing. Show open of their own, hi. I'm going to yell. I'm going to talk about something. Never. It's like, hey, in for McMonagle this morning. Never.
And they also never, at the end of the show, talk over the music till the end.
Oh, that's.
Oh, yeah,
30 seconds of music at the end.
30? Yeah. How about the one the other day was more like a minute? It was so long that they actually cut it off and went to commercial.
I take pride in trying to say bye-bye, like right as the thing's out.
But yeah, you hit the post. Sometimes
I hit the
you
post.
Crash into the post.
Occasionally, but very rarely.
Yeah.
Better than ignoring the post. Or meaning like you don't even hear the music.
Yeah,
and you just
right. As soon as they hit the music, they just go, all right, I'm out of here. See you guys.
Rip
bye.
Cord.
Exactly. All right, so we've been at this for almost 4 hours. So just a couple of minutes on get to know your host, Al Dukes, who has been your host, Chris McMonagle. I got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
See how many of these you can get right, all right? Chris has been here all morning, got here at 4:30. How about that?
Okay, yeah.
Got here when we got there, a little later. Where does Chris live?
He lives in, Westchester.
I live in Orange County, Warwick, New York.
How close to Westchester is that?
It's pretty close.
An hour.
That's not pretty close at all. An hour? That's like
me
saying
away.
I live in Atlantic City. I live close to Al. That
about
is not close.
Away.
All right. 0-1. What is Chris's wife's name?
Cindy.
Close. My lovely wife's name is Sarah.
Okay, so you're 0-2. Got it. How many kids does Chris have?
He has two.
Oh, what are their names? Give me
Michael.
One.
Thomas.
Hey, you nailed it.
Is that true?
Tommy.
That's
Tommy
right.
And Andrew. Thomas, but his name is Thomas.
That's
Thomas
true.
And Andrew.
How long has Chris been at WFAN?
Oh, man. He's been here for, he's been here 19 years.
Yeah, 18, 19
Close.
Years. Longer than you.
I'll give you a half point for that.
Yeah.
So two halves, you got one.
I was here when you came here.
The last one, where did he go to college?
SUNY New York.
No, I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting, but I went to Nassau County Community College and then there.
That's pretty close. So wait, you're the one that met the guys in Vegas.
Correct.
That's right. That's how he got his start here.
We could do that tomorrow, but that's another great story, meeting them in Vegas.
I will write that down. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to do it now, but we could do it. Yeah, just unbelievable.
Well, I don't think it's a long story, guys.
Yeah, real quick.
This is interesting.
Yeah, real quick. So I literally just graduated or got the certificate of Connecticut School of Broadcasting, and me and my buddies went to Vegas, and we're on the name of the club was Pure. I forget which hotel it was. It might have been MGM. I don't remember, but it was Pure Nightclub, rooftop bar. And my buddy tasked me, he goes, I just saw Mark Melusis.
you know, we're all huge Mike and the Mad Dog fans. He's like, I saw Mark Malus is the producer of Mike and the Mad Dog. I'm like, really? So you should tell him you just graduated? I'm like, I'm not going to bother Mark Malus. He's here having fun. Couple drinks in. Where's Mark Malus? I got to go find him. So I go looking for Mark. Can't find him anywhere. You have to take an elevator to get down. We're in the elevator. We're getting down. All of a sudden, one of my buddies is in the back of the elevator, you know, chatting it up with a girl for whatever, you know. And someone makes the comment of like, can't wait till you get off the elevator or something along those lines. And then all of a sudden we start like, who are you talking to? Blah, blah. We cool down. The guy goes, you know, you sound like you're from New York. I'm from New York. You're like, yeah, you know, we're from New York. He was like, yeah, I'm in sports radio. I'm like, get out of here. We saw Mark Malus. He's like, yeah, I'm here with Mark Malus. My name's Brian Monzo. And I met Brian Monzo on the elevator exiting a club. And he's like, do you want to go meet Mark? And I said, yeah, absolutely. So we left the elevator. My boys went to a strip club. I went to the Horseshoe Bar in the hotel and met and had a drink with Mark. And then the next night, I took Mark and Sal Licata, because it was Monzo, Licata,
this group,
Giannotti, and Malus out in Vegas. And so that next night, I think Gio and Monzo went back home a day earlier. But the next night, I took out Malus and Sal. I invited them to the table that me and my friends paid for and everything. I was feeding them drinks all night. We were hanging out, Malus and Sal. And that's how I got hooked up with the internship.
And look where you are now.
That's it. That was...
And what year was that?
05? 06? Summer of 06? Because then I interned December of 07. I mean, excuse me, January of 07.
Oh, 07. So literally just a few months later.
Maybe it was the summer of 05 and it was a year and a half later. I can't remember. But my internship started January 07. And then I was hired full-time December of 07.
And I think Gio has told that story before, but it's cool to hear it from your point of view.
Yeah, I never met Gio.
Well, you've met him since.
Well, since I have. But he didn't come down to the bar.
He was gone already.
Yeah. No, he was there that night. Apparently, I hope Sal's okay with this, but apparently Sal was sick up at the room after a night of drinking, and Gio went back with him.
Got it.
So I met Monzo in the elevator, and then Moose came down to meet me. They didn't. And then Gio went home the next day, but Sal came out with me and Moose the next night.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
And here you go. So
that's it. It's crazy, because who knows? I mean, my plan was to send resumes out, and maybe I would have internship here, but I literally, if I got on that elevator 10 seconds earlier or 10 seconds later,
you would not have been on that elevator.
I would have not have been on that elevator. I wouldn't have met Brian Monzo. I wouldn't have met Mark Malus, and I wouldn't be sitting
here.
What
do we always talk about? Different paths and the choices you make. That's a pretty good one right there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And by the way, real quick, Al, septic tank owner.
That is true. I have a septic tank.
Okay. Is it new? Is it old?
Well, it came with the house.
It did, yeah.
I don't know. I think it was built the same year of the house, which is the early 90s, 92, 93. It might have been replaced since then. You have to have it cleaned every 2 years. I think it's every 2 years we get it pumped out and cleaned.
I only bring it up because he's afraid to buy a house that's got a septic tank.
No, it's not a problem. I haven't had a problem with it. It could. I mean, if you have a problem, it's a disaster of a problem. I think that's fair.
We
have the leach field, it's called, out. Like, it runs back to the back of the house. Underneath.
Drains?
Yeah, it kind of drains, and it's kind of like a
that's
a
gross
field underneath. That's all your stuff. So, yeah.
And it's just, that's it.
And that's it, yeah.
Now, are there some sort of chemicals in there?
People do. People buy stuff that you flush to keep the enzymes from killing stuff, but a lot of people say that ends up just hurting your pipes and you're better off just natural enzymes and cleaning it and getting it pumped every so often. And you got to be very particular on making sure you don't flush certain things. Like, you cannot flush unflushable wipes. You cannot, there are things you have to be very good about.
You got to be diligent.
You got to be diligent with it. But yeah, no, it hasn't been a problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.